Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Monday, the 22nd of March, recording my second audio because I knew I'd forgotten something at 10:33 p.m. British Standard Time. Now, I was commenting on those metals, and I realized that I hadn't gone all the way through the action in here, but it's very, very positive. Now, gold, for instance, closed at 417.25 in here today, and that was against the background of only a modest decline in the US dollar. So what is quite significant, I think, is that over the last 3 or 4 weeks, that gold has risen against all currencies. And I feel that this was something that I've long said, that that's something that was inevitable over time. It wasn't going to be just a US dollar story. And even though I feel that gold will underperform absolutely all the other metals, as it is doing, I think they're all outperforming gold now, or certainly over the last year, but nonetheless I am very, very bullish of gold over the longer term because of all the credit creation that's taken place. In other words, all that paper money that's sloshing around in the system. So the supply inelasticity issue also applies to gold, although there's some 500 tons a year from central banks, mainly Germany, within Europe, that'll be coming out, and possibly for a few other central banks that aren't members of that agreement. But on the other side of the coin, there are some central banks that may well buy more gold. Japan's looking into the possibility of doing this, and will almost certainly do so. China, other Asian central banks with the big US dollar reserves, they'll buy some more gold. Now, one that's run away from me in here is the silver price, and continues to do so. I feel slightly chagrined over that. Another strong day in here today, closed at 765 and a half. Well, that's where it's trading in the after hours right now. But I'm well represented in other parts of the sector, and that's palladium. And that had another new closing high, up 1290 in here today. It's definitely outperforming platinum now, which was another prediction. And how am I actually playing it? I'll talk about tactics a little bit in that. I have not used a stop, which is maybe getting a little careless at this stage, because I had, at first it had been in the base formation stage, and then the first step above the base, and I was so well protected in my other metals, overprotected in some instances, that I was willing to let this palladium go. But it looks like the recent pattern that was forming, remember about 3 weeks ago, a little just under that, we had a spike up out of what I described as the first step above the base formation. And these are things that my veteran subscribers will know that I've been talking about for years and years and years. And amazing, we go through cycle after cycle after cycle. And when you get these, some of these big base formations, and then they break out, and then you get a little big ranging step up above them. And well, palladium hasn't been any different. And the precedent for this among metals was set by most of the others and within the precious sector, all but the platinum. In other words, gold and silver showed that same sort of characteristic, which I talked us through as they were forming. Well, get back to palladium. Just under 3 weeks ago, I think it broke up out, completed that first step above the base, and raced ahead, then paused. And the action resembles, it's a little bit like, those of you who've read the chart books, a little bit like a flag. In other words, a short-term pause, a little bit of easing, no really heavy selling coming in, not staying down more than one day at a time for the most part. And it's just that these are very short-term patterns, as I described them at the chart seminar. 1 to 3 weeks is the norm. If it's spending much more time than that, it's different, a different category of pattern. But this looks like another upward break in here today, and therefore I wouldn't be at all surprised to see some follow through during the rest of this week. And That would trigger or reach another one of my little baby steps trading levels, which is just under the $300 level. That would take out, again, that would be my second baby steps lightning in that position and leave me with the core palladium holding, which I really ought to then protect because I would expect it to go into a more orderly trending type of pattern. So I would introduce a trailing stop then, and I might well run the core position overall, as I've felt all along that this one was so cheap relative to the others that it could really do quite well. But the whole sector looks good. It's just that the precious were getting a bit of a breather while the base metals were running and the industrial metals were running, and now the industrial metals are maybe getting a little bit more of a breather, and so the precious are picking up again. But there's still lots of opportunities in these metal markets. Now, what I should have tied in with a stock market comment, and I'd written down a short note on this, and forgot to do it in that earlier audio, is going back to these oil prices. So much does hang on this. I mentioned it in Friday's audio, but just to come back and touch on this a moment, I said that if the oil price did spike on the upside, that that would be bad for stock markets, and it would be bad for bonds, and it would be very bad for the global economy. And the immediate problem would be some inflationary pressures, but the overall effect for corporations, it's really like just on it's a tax on GDP growth, and it's a tax on corporate spending. It's like a tax on consumer spending, because petrol costs more and so on. You know all that. But there are other knock-on effects. For instance, it would increase the cost of fertilizers. Certainly, if natural gas was also moving up, as I assume would be the case, and if the costs of fertilizers rise, then less of them are used, not surprisingly, and that can lower food production, particularly in some of the developing countries that might have less capital or fewer subsidies. And also, it would make plastics more expensive. So you see, it's just such a crucial commodity. It affect all sorts of sectors in the economy that don't immediately spring to mind when one thinks of oil prices. So that's about it. A short audio for a change, and more tomorrow, of course. Good night.